sometimes we think of former President Trump as initiating this highly polarized rhetorical approach to politics, but the key figure back of Donald Trump, and which really was central in creating a climate or an ethos of polarized politics, confrontation, false facts, you can't trust news, is someone like Rush Limbaugh. And Rush Limbaugh dominated the media for almost 30 years. He died a couple of weeks ago, but Donald Trump gave him one of the highest awards within the United States. And for almost 30 plus years, Rush Limbaugh created via the media and other means a way of dealing with the hot button issues in the culture wars, which was not moderate, which was not ironical, but was punchy. It was in your face. It was fire hosing people. And it's out of that cultural matrix that he created, in one sense, that Donald Trump is birthed. Some people pick on the Trump and the Trumpites or Trumpism as if somehow it emerges out of nowhere. But Rush Limbaugh is really the one who birthed that cultural ethos of which Trump and the Trumpites emerged. And obviously people like Joe Biden, Kamala Harris are attempting to reverse that to some degree. It will take time to do so. But there is an ethos, a way of understanding facts and political reality that certainly is at its most intense in the States, but it has a creep into Canada also. I've just been asked to do a long article for the Center for the Analysis of the Radical Right, major organization called CAR for an abbreviation. And I look at some of the key figures, even in Canada, who are swinging not only from the soft right, but to the far right and to the extreme right as well within the Canadian context. That way of thinking that a Rush Limbaugh, Donald Trump and Trumpites embodied, it does have a creep or a ripple effect into Canada, gratefully so. Canada at its best at the formal level of politics is not likely to go as far as the Trumpite tradition, but there are people on the fringes who call themselves conservatives that certainly reflect that way of understanding how we interact with people who we disagree with. That mood is very much afoot, although more moderated in Canada.
Do you think what's happening in the States is having an impact around the world?
Well, there are definitely soft right, far right, and extreme right movements, which are very much afoot in the larger global scene in the Americas, Europe, and in India, Middle East, Africa. So when we think global or international relations, definitely there are these different movements that very much are conflictual, they're confrontational, they're brittle ideologically, and the consequences in people's lives are tragic when that happens. An interesting question that would be valuable to ponder in this is, to what degree do the progressives or late modern or postmodern left, are they largely responsible, if not directly, then indirectly, for creating the radical right? Because where you get people on the left that silence critical thinking given their possessions, that then creates free speech movements on the right. And usually free speech at its best can be used to ask critical questions. At its worst, it can be used to legitimate the worst form of racism and reactionary politics. But there is this Tweedledee, Tweedledum relationship between the what we might call the radical left and the radical right. Both think they're absolutely right. They don't know how to hear one another. And the content is opposite, but the way of thinking is the same.
Do you think social media has changed the debate between the left and the right and made both fringes more isolated and more stubborn and not willing to hear each other?
Oh, absolutely. A very, very good question, because all the paraforms of media in which anyone can have their own platform, they don't have to engage another person as a human being in a minimally meaningful way. And people can just strut out opinions without any serious engagement with another perspective or critically thinking in a minimally humane manner. And so most people with some minimal skill with computers and various forms of communication can create platforms all over the place with totally irresponsible things that are said, and then it creates opposite reactions. So with the spread of various forms of media, I won't even call it communication, it's often more media propaganda, the accessibility people have to perspectives that are not thought out, they're very much cherry picking with facts and information. People barricade themselves in their own ideological perspective. When you start negating meaningful human interaction and listening to other people, then essentially you get a toxic politics of polarization.